My mother sent me a postcard of the Queen the day I became an American citizen. Just a reminder, she wrote on the back. No doubt concerned that I'm going to start sounding more like a buffalo wing than a shepherd's pie, she's right to worry. With England facing the US in their opening World Cup soccer match this Saturday, my dueling nationalities have left me in turmoil. Do I root for the motherland or the homeland? Having grown up watching many national sporting endeavours end in futility, I feel I owe some allegiance to England. Unlike the USA's repetitive daily Olympic gold medals, my childhood memories are of 24/7 Olympic coverage with a bleary-eyed BBC announcer saying, "Don't go to bed, folks, because at 4 a.m. we've got a very real chance of a bronze in the judo." A rare moment of tear-soaked English glory. And that's my dilemma. England, the perennial underachiever, in this game the overwhelming favourite. The US, bullying champions of so much it chooses to participate in, now the ankle-biting underdog. Maybe it's about being turned off by the English tabloid mentality, awash with its bombastic patriotic "God save the Queen" and chants for England. In this country, and especially in San Francisco's micro-melting pot, soccer is the domain of lefty liberals and migrant workers, both of which seem to represent, in some fashion, me. England need to win this game to have the best chance of avoiding a much tougher schedule, and yet I keep coming back to the cruel hilarity that would ensue if England play to type and lose when it matters most. But the US is a massive outsider to win the World Cup, so why push for them to win a game that would in all probability lead them nowhere? The fact that the English are far more aware than the average American that their last World Cup encounter, albeit 60 years ago, resulted in an American victory, only proves that the losers of this game will remember it most. Perhaps that's why I'm the only person who'll be rooting for a tie. With a Perspective, I'm Lewis Heathcote.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.